something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we will begin a series of teaching God's Word on a subject that I've titled Christ Consciousness. I believe we need to have a good understanding of the word and also to be conscious of the reality of the kingdom of God and all that we have been blessed with. I said the topic is Christ Consciousness, a very, very important subject for us to learn about. Do you have your Bible here? Whether or not you're successful as a Christian, you win or lose, it will depend on your level of Christ Consciousness. We say Christ consciousness. So what is consciousness? Consciousness. You're dealing with awareness. Awareness. Self-consciousness is self-awareness. Awareness. We're talking now of the knowledge of the soul. That knowledge that the soul of man has taken possession of. What has become clear to you, what you are now at home with. You are aware. You're no longer ignorant of it. It has become your possession in knowledge. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
when did you first know you? I mean, there was a time in your life you didn't know you. You didn't even know you existed. Sometimes I ask people, you know, when they say I was born on such and such, I say, were you there? Because I know they were not there. Were you there when you were born? Somebody told you, right? Somebody told you, you are not a witness. You weren't there. You never thought about it. At least that's one thing you believe you know so much, but somebody had to tell you, and they may have been wrong. You say, I got the certificate. Aren't you aware that sometimes they write the wrong thing? Give you the American dating for the British style or format? Think about it. So your month stands for the day and the day stands for the month. And they were wrong and you got wrong and you've been wrong ever since. But never mind. I'm aware that a lot of people also choose the date they want to choose. Say, okay, which one do I choose? I was born. It's okay. Is anybody here, you never had to find out from someone when you were born? How many of you knew exactly when you were born? Come on. Are you serious? Did you know when you were born? That's nice. What about when you are sleeping? How many of you know where you are when you're sleeping? You know you're sleeping when you're sleeping. How many of you know? You always know where you are when you're sleeping, and you know that you're sleeping when you're sleeping. Is anybody here? How come you don't know? Because when you're sleeping, you're sleeping. You're as good as dead. You don't know nothing of what's going on except you wake up. If you don't wake up, you don't know. You don't know where you are, who you are. You don't know what's happening to you until you wake up. Somebody said, I'm a light sleeper. Yeah, but until you wake up, you don't know where you are. Did you ever sleep somewhere and you found yourself somewhere else? Maybe they carried you there while you were still sleeping. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're talking Christ consciousness. And I said, what is consciousness? It's awareness. You know where you are, who you are, what belongs to you. You know your environment. You're aware of your environment. You know. So you're not sleeping. When you are sleeping, you are not aware. Jesus is our example in life. In everything, he's our example. Amen? He's our example. But I was making a distinction the other day, I believe it was last week, Sunday, a distinction between the Jesus that was crucified and the Jesus that was resurrected. A big difference. One was the Lamb of God that was slain for us. The other one was is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He died as a lamb, was raised from the dead, ascended, and has become a lion and not a lamb. He died a servant. He is now a king. Oh, many don't understand that. Jesus was a servant. When you study him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those gospel books, you're reading of the man of Galilee who was slain for us. He was the servant of Jehovah. But when you read of him from the book of Acts, after his ascension, he's the king. He's the king priest. He's not a servant anymore. He's a king now. Hallelujah. He's a king now. So, what is he like? Think about it. If the devils couldn't hold him down when he was a servant, what can they do with him now that he's a king? I mean, that gets my attention. They couldn't resist his words as a servant. They couldn't resist his words. How can they resist him now that he's a king? Christ consciousness. What kind of consciousness did Jesus have? Why was Jesus so successful? How come he won at everything? Why was he so fearless? Why was he so victorious? Did you ever read of him? No, he was never in need of anything. He had no consciousness of need. You know, I need some money, I need a house, I need new clothes, I need. We voice our needs. We never read of Jesus speaking of need. He had no sense of need. What a man. What a life. You say he was the Son of God? No. He didn't live as the Son of God. He was the Son of God, but lived as the Son of Man. That's what the Bible shows us. The Bible tells us he didn't live with the nature of angels, but as the seed of Abraham. He lived as a man, not as the Son of God. He lived for us as a man because he had to live in our place. He died as a man. If he died as the Son of God, it would be illegal. He wouldn't have been a perfect sacrifice. He wouldn't have been a perfect substitute. He had to be a perfect substitute. He had to be a man like us to take our place. That's why no angel could die for us. That's why Jesus wouldn't live as an angelic being or with the supernatural power of deity. He had to be a man. That's what the Bible calls him, the second Adam. Praise God. But here's the point. Jesus, in his earth work, suffered what human beings suffered. But in the midst of the suffering, he won. The Bible tells us he laid aside his glory and didn't seize on his reputation as the Son of God. He put it aside and functioned like us. He was hungry like you. He was thirsty. You remember on the cross he said, "I thirst." He wanted water. He was tired and slept. That's the way Jesus was. Jesus was tired. Can you imagine Jesus at the end of the day? Didn't you read it? The Bible says he was weary with his journey. He had walked a long distance and became tired. That's what the Bible says. Jesus was tired from walking.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Shimolatela Road, off Mombasa Road, Nairobi, Kenya. Worship with us on Sunday by 8 a.m., Wednesday by 5 p.m. for prayer and counseling. Please call 254-705-648541 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.